fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
Congress fails to act. That part of the story from Tom Roberts.
Trump wrote on Twitter that phasing out the program over 6 months gives Congress time to legalize DACA. He also noted that was something the Obama administration was unable to do. Trump's tweet on Tuesday came hours after his administration announced it was rolling back the Obama-era program that protects thousands of illegal immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children.
President Trump will be going to North Dakota today to push for tax reform. He's scheduled to speak at a refinery this afternoon, and that will follow a bipartisan meeting with congressional leaders that he's holding at the White House. A federal corruption trial for Democratic Senator Bob Menendez is to start today. New Jersey's senior senator facing a dozen counts of bribery, conspiracy, and fraud in a probe involving a Florida eye doctor. The trial expected to last 2 months. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
It's a less than glowing report on factory orders. We get the details from USA's Jason Wirt.
U.S. factory goods orders suffering their biggest decline in 3 years. A Commerce Department report shows new orders for U.S.-made goods dropped 3.3% in July. The report pointed to a sharp decline in demand for transportation equipment. In June, orders for U.S.-made goods were up a revised 3.2%. I'm Jason Wirt.
A Philadelphia mother could get life in prison for marrying an ISIS terrorist via Skype. Keona Thomas, arrested by the FBI in April 2015 after she married an ISIS fighter online with plans to move to Syria. She was charged with planning to join a jihadi organization. She'll be sentenced today in federal court. Her lawyers say Thomas had plans to abandon her two kids and join her terrorist husband because she was lonely and depressed, but they argue she posed no legitimate threat of terror. Prosecutors, though, say those who look to online extremists for acceptance must be shown that providing material support to terrorists will always translate to a very lengthy prison sentence.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor, and I have a small practice here in the town of Flemington. So, this is my first show for September, and I know here in Flemington today is the first day back to school, and for many communities around Hunterdon County and Somerset County and the United States in general, it is the beginning of school. And it always brings with it a ton of stress. We go from our lazy days of summer to running around like crazy to get prepared for school and start the whole process. The calendar jams up with activities, shopping, new schedules, getting up early, catching the bus or walking to school or driving to school. A whole new routine. And not only is it a whole new routine in terms of what goes on at home, even for the students, it's learning about your new classes, your new teachers, where your classes are, your locker. It can go on and on, all of the different things. So there's many things that we can do to get prepared for school, to make the transition from our lazy days of summer to the activities of school less stressful. So one of the things that really is important, and I would assume that a lot of you have already done this, is the shopping. Clothes shopping, shoe shopping, notebook shopping, pencil shopping, computer shopping, and all of the other gadgets that we now need for school. And giving yourself and your children time to get used to all of those new gadgets and learn about them. Making sure that you are outfitted for things like rain, snow, sports. So there's a lot involved. But one of the things that I think is really important is that daily preparation. My gosh, we run around like crazy. Where's the clothes? Where's your sneakers? Where's your gym bag? Did we get that sign? Did you get your homework? You're going to miss the bus. And all this is going on in the morning to the point where you don't get breakfast for your kids and it's running out of the house like crazy. So one of the ways to cut back on the stress and the chaos of mornings is do everything you can and prepare the night before. Now I know many of you probably already do this. Sometimes we don't think about it. So, wow, never thought about getting prepared the night before. So what does that mean? Make sure the back pack is packed. Make sure all the things, the supplies, the finished homework, the books, the signed papers that you might need for school activities, all of those things already packed. Prepare lunch. So if you are not buying lunch at school, if that's not part of what you do, if you take your lunch, make sure it's packed the night before. Choose your clothes and have them laid out the night before. Even have everything that you might think you're going to need for breakfast laid out the night before. Make coffee. Okay, and then so you could turn it on, or you may have a Keurig. But if you don't, make your coffee the night before, so you just have to turn it on. Or if you have a machine that's on a timer, set the timer. Have your plates out. Have your boxes of cereal, or if you're going to make something like scrambled eggs, have the bowl, everything ready. All you need to do is take the things out of the you can even scramble your eggs the night before and just cook them that morning. Just keep them in the refrigerator. Anything that you can think of to do the night before. Get your lunches packed, your clothes picked out, your backpacks packed. Even shower. Have your kids shower the night before. And you yourself. This way, that's less chaos in the morning. You can sit down with your family and have a nice breakfast. Talk about the plans for the day. Have that quiet time together as a family so that you're starting your day with a much calmer and less chaotic start. It makes a huge difference. When we start our morning off with a ton of stress, our adrenaline is pumped up, and it goes on through the day. So our whole day feels stressed. If we start off with our mornings being a lot calmer, more organized, the rest of our day follows and becomes calmer and more organized. If you are homeschooling, make sure that you have all the supplies that you need. Stock up on pencils and markers and crayons. Make sure you have a place in your home specifically for schooling so that you create a schoolroom. It may not be an actual room, it might be a corner in the kitchen, but make sure you have a space that's specifically designated for school. The same thing if you're not homeschooled, a space that is specifically designated for homework. It's so important to make sure that you also have a calendar. And one of the things that I suggest, and for those of you that listen to Counselors Chat, you know that this is something that I do every year, come September, end of August, first week in September, talk about getting prepared for school and reducing the stress. It's important to have a calendar. Now, you can have just one of those calendars you might buy at Hallmark or whatever, where you pin it up. I'm talking about like a whiteboard calendar, something that you can write on. You might even want two of them, one for the month and one for the week, so that everything is written on there of all the things that are going to happen. The after-school activities, the dentist appointment, the haircut, the visiting of grandparents, all of it, so that it's accessible for everyone to see and encourage others. So in other words, moms tend to be the social coordinator. So even dad, you know, if you're coaching, make sure you are putting your information on that whiteboard. Now, I do know that many of us have computer devices and devices on our phones that we can share our calendars so that we can see what's going on with everyone. However, not all children are carrying a phone that might be that sophisticated, or your child, you may have decided that, you know, 10 years, 8 years, too young to have a phone, or I only have one of those phones for emergency purposes that my child has. So I want to have that board. I want to have those whiteboards up there so my kids can see what's going on. Really important. And it's a go-to place. It can be part of the homework station or the homework corner that you build so that you've got the whiteboards there, your calendar there. You have a pegboard. Also, a pegboard in this day and age. Absolutely. You know what? Your kids are still getting flyers from school, events, different things that are happening. Yes, you can go online. A lot of schools, probably almost all schools in this day and age, have an online calendar. You get emails. You find out, you know, what's going on, because you're getting e-blasts from the school that are telling you all the different activities that are going on and what to expect, and you're still going to get handouts. So you may want to have that board to put things up, because you might get that information from the school, but you might not get it from Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts or 4-H or the dance school or softball or soccer or the many, many things that our kids are involved in. So you want to also make sure that you have that available so you can tack those things up. For those of you who are just going to school for the first time or have just moved into the area, parents, it's important that you go and visit the school. Now, I know oftentimes, almost always, not just even oftentimes, you know, when your child is just entering kindergarten, you know, the parents are encouraged to come and take a tour with the children and see the school. You could do that at any time. Contact the school principal's office and say, I'm new to the area. My child's just starting. We want to take a little tour. We want to see what's going on. I think it's really important, parents, that you are actively engaged in what is going on in your school system, especially nowadays. You want to check the homework. You want to check what's being taught. You want to be on top of those things. You need to know what your children are learning. You need to know what's going on in your children's school socially as well as academically. So I think that that's really an important thing. One of the things that you can do is you can send a surprise gift with your child for their teacher. Sort of a, just to, you know, welcome to the new school, welcome to the new year, let's get started on the right foot. Just something that can brighten up the teacher's day. Find out if you can make cupcakes. Sometimes schools, I'm hearing, are saying cupcakes is not a great idea because of the sugar. However, not all schools frown on cupcakes, and sometimes that's a really nice thing just to say. And a lot of times you can do that, especially for the elementary school. You can just let the teacher know that you're coming in on that day, particular day, and you just wanted to bring some cupcakes for the kids to enjoy. Or even or apples or, you know, some fruit cups, those kinds of things, just to make a little change for the day, just to start things off on the right foot. It's also important to create that schedule for your children so that they know when they come home from school what to expect. So I'm going to talk about that in just a few moments. I'm going to actually take a short commercial break, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon, or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton, Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor. Now, you might think as a licensed professional counselor that I would strictly handle issues around things like depression and anxiety. And here I am talking about releasing and removing some of the stresses of early school, preschool, getting ready for school, all of those things. A licensed professional counselor, which is a lot of why I do Counselor's Chat, is about helping good mental health, which then translates to having good physical health, good relationships, all of those things. And removing stress is a huge part of it. So it's part of why I do this show every year when I talk about relieving and removing the stress of getting into school. Because I think it's really important. It is a stressful time. With that being said, just to sort of go over a few things that I had mentioned earlier, getting prepared for school, having your supplies, your clothes, getting things ready the night before, really important. As much as you can do the night before, have all your supplies ready. It's an important thing to do. If your child feels anxious about starting school, you know, take a tour, sit down, talk with them. Go over the schedule with them so that they know what is coming up. And that's part of why I think it's important to have sort of a corner in your kitchen or somewhere in your house where you've got your whiteboards and your pegboard. And this way your kids have a place to go and say, okay, what's next? And of course, using your phones as phone calendars, some of them interconnect with each other, can be also another way that you stay in touch with your children so that the anxiety of school is lessened. I know a lot of times kids are either really happy about starting a new level, new grade, and sometimes they're really anxious about it. So it's important to also talk about that. What the plan is, how you're going to organize things, the fact that you're going to have, you know, want you guys to get your clothes picked out the night before, or if your children are still too young for that, that you do that. The other thing too, in that line is, even think about for the week. So take Saturday or Sunday afternoon and think about, what are the clothes going to be for the week? Do I have all the food that I need for breakfasts and lunches for the week so that I'm not scrambling on Thursday saying, oh my gosh, I don't even have peanut butter, okay? So really get the more organized parents that you are, the smoother things go. And getting organized really isn't that hard just to start. The start the organization process, and then it's that maintaining the process. Get laundry baskets for each kid so that you have one if you have one child, or you have four if you have four children, and each one has their name on it, and it's a good place to sort of, you know, oh, their sneakers go in there, and, you know, just things that need to go in their rooms just to get things organized. So you've got that situation under control. I'm just going to organize these things. You've got baskets. Things get put in those baskets. Make sure your kids participate. If they're old enough, you're all coming in the kitchen. You're each making your own lunch. It's 9 o'clock at night. You're going to do this. You're going to get in showers. We're all going to participate in the preparation of school for the next day. Use hooks. Put some hooks up. Place for each child to hang their book bag, to put their coats or sweaters, so that there's a, you know, place. So envision, I've got a hook, okay, maybe with a child's name above it. Place to hang their book bag, to hang their coat, with the basket underneath, with their shoes, and whatever other gear, maybe sports gear, other things that may be needed for that child, so it's all there, all organized, ready to go. Absolutely write names on different things like lunch bags and whatnot, so that, again, I know this is my lunch bag, I'm going to go for it, I don't have to spend the time opening it up and say, oh, well, no, well, I got the bologna, so, no, well, I had the, you know. Don't do that. Put names on everything so that I know which lunch bag is mine. If you're not using paper bags, even those zip bags, put names on them, or make sure each one has their own individual one so I know that one is mine because it's got the blue flowers, and that one is yours because it's got the trains on it. Have it all organized. When your kids come home from school every day, again, organization is the key. You want to have healthy after-school snacks. So you don't want to fill them up before dinner, but you do want to have something. Some fruit is always a good idea. Some protein snacks, good idea. Don't look for powdery donuts and sugary soda and, you know, those kinds of things. You don't want to fill them with sugar. You don't want to give them candy. You want to give them some things that's healthy for them. So I think that that's important. And also give them some playtime when they come home from school. So they don't come home from school and just do homework right away. Give them a break. They come home, they change out of their school clothes into their play clothes, their at-home clothes, whatever it might be. They have a snack. They have an hour to go to play. Encourage them to go outside, especially as the weather is still nice, to go outside and play outside, rather than sit in front of the TV. I want to watch my favorite show. No, go outside, ride your bike, go outside, play. I want you outside for an hour. Then you come in and you're going to do some homework. Even if both of you, both parents are working, or if it's a single family and mom's working, or it's your turn, dad, to have the kids, even with that, have a schedule and coordinate with each other. So if you're a divorced family, coordinate with each other, if possible. Hopefully you are talking with each other and you are willing to do that. This is for your kids, not for you, so that the mechanism of coming home, getting a snack, changing clothes, playing for an hour, getting homework done is routine in both households to the best of your ability. Give your children chores. Just because they're at school doesn't mean that they don't have chores. They don't have to be big chores. It's not like, okay, I want you to come home from school, change your clothes, have a snack, play for an hour, vacuum the house. No. That's vacuuming the house is too big of a chore on a Wednesday. But it might be, I want you to then set the table. We're going to work at getting dinner together. Or take out the garbage, or, you know, take Fido for a walk, or empty the kitty litter, or take the dishes out of the dishwasher. So they're not any huge time-consuming chore, just a small chore that's part of participating in family life. Have a chore list. So now we've got this corner where we've got the whiteboards, the pegboard, and a chore list. Parents, your job is to parent, not to be friends. You can be a friendly parent, but your job is to parent. You are the leader of the household. Therefore, it's your job to organize the troops. I'm going to use that word. And to see to it that everybody's got something to participate in, some chore, that there's a routine, that there are tasks, there are times that are scheduled for fun, and there are times scheduled for chores, and there's time scheduled for homework, and there's time scheduled for family time, which may be dinner. Now, I do know that oftentimes, as our kids get older, they get involved in so many things. And dinner time to sit down together sometimes doesn't happen. Sometimes it's, well, we have to get this one to soccer. We've got to get that one to dance. We've got to get the other one to rehearsal. And so we're running around and not really having that time to have dinner together. So with that being said, plan your meals, plan your snacks, plan your lunch, plan the breakfast, plan your meals. I think that having a day or an afternoon on the weekend. And I know sometimes weekends are also filled with getting your kids to practice and games and away games and all of that. Even with that being said, when you cook, when you make dinner, don't make dinner for one night. Prepare ahead. So if you're going to make chicken for two or three nights. There are many different things that you can do that with. And so you're prepared. All I have to do really is just heat up and not cook so much. We have these wonderful salads in bags, so I don't have to stand there and break up the lettuce. If you even need to, depending upon your schedule, you can even buy vegetables pre-cut. In the mornings, if you're really crunched for time, you know, do a frozen breakfast. They're great on the go. They have some protein in them. Like an egg muffin. That's okay. Do that. Think of yourself as, we got to be sort of like a well-oiled machine. I know the next thing that's going to happen. At the same time, in the schedule, schedule times to stop, to slow down. Even if it's only for 5 minutes, make myself a cup of tea and just sit down for 5 minutes. Just do some breathing. One of the things that I think is important is to make sure that even with your children, that you teach them some mindfulness. It can be something that you do in the morning. So we've gotten everything together at night. Your school bus is coming at 6:30. You're up at 5:30 to get dressed, to have breakfast, to have 5 minutes where we practice some quiet time. We're just going to sit here and practice some quiet time. Now, you might be a family that has religious leanings. You might take that 5 minutes and use it for prayer time. You might suggest to your kids, we're going to work at learning how to be mindful. So when we have breakfast, we're going to practice mindfulness. That means we're going to use our five senses. What does my orange juice look like? What does it taste like? What does it smell like? What does the glass feel like in my hand? What is the temperature of the juice in my mouth? Can I hear myself swallow? Okay. So practicing mindfulness, just how we're having a couple of sips of orange juice can be really useful in reducing stress. By reducing stress, you also are going to minimize sickness. Because when we are stressed out, our immune system drops and we are more likely to get colds, flu, those types of things. So in addition to practicing a little mindfulness, working on relieving stress, you might want to think about a vitamin. It's completely up to you. But it would be something that I would suggest doing. So that little extra vitamin C can go a long way Again, the idea is to remove the stress. The first couple of weeks may be a bit of a challenge because we need to get into the new routine. And you may need to tweak it for your own personal family needs. I know that sometimes making lists and creating charts and all of those other things are in themselves stressful and time-consuming. One of the things about routine is that we can actually schedule things and just repeat them. So that we say, okay, I'm looking at the schedule. Mondays are not quite so busy. So Monday is dinner at home night. Tuesday is busy. That's going to be a stop at, I don't know, a fast food place. You know, or I'm going to bring home something from Boston Chicken because there's no way that we're going to be cooking that night. Wednesday is pizza night. Thursday is not quite so busy. Again, it's going to be home at dinner, a dinner at home. And Friday, again, we've got something that's planned, and so we're going to have left that's left overnight. So that we're I'm going to keep that. It's just part of the routine. That's just what we do. That's the routine of the week. Chores, everybody participates. We've got stuff to do on Saturday. If you're a stay-at-home mom, yeah, there are more things that you could do around the house, laundry, cleaning the house, those types of things. If you're fortunate enough to have someone to come in and clean, that's fantastic. If not, have your kids participate. I always think about the job of a parent. As I said, it's not about being a friend. You can be a friendly parent. It's about creating discipline. And when I say discipline, I don't mean punishment. I mean routine. It's also about teaching your children what to expect as they grow up and prepare them for adulthood. So by the time you've got a 14-year-old, they can start doing their own laundry. They can start running the vacuum in the house. If you've got a 6-year-old, they could take the dishes to the sink. They could collect the garbage from the house. They could put fresh water and food in the pet bowls. So they are age-appropriate items or tasks. Teach your children to put their clothes away. If you're doing their laundry, put it on their beds. They have to put it away. In terms of, and I'm going to use the word discipline now, not as routine, but discipline in terms of correction. Make sure you have a timeout spot in your house. It could be the bottom step, and it could be a chair, the timeout place. Timeout doesn't have to be a long-term situation. And you also need to think about your children's personality. So if you have a child that is an introvert, and you say, okay, you know what, I want you to go to your room. That's heaven. I'm in my room, I'm reading. No. Go to your room is the place where you want to send your extrovert. Your introvert, on the other hand, needs to have that timeout chair in the middle of all of the activities that are going on. Do you understand what I'm saying? I hope you do. So knowing your child being an introvert or an extrovert can be really helpful in terms of that type of a discipline. I actually need to take another commercial break, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program.
Hi, I'm Chuck Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about removing the stress and being prepared for the school year. So there's a lot of things to do about routine and having a sort of a corner in your house or a wall in your house that's sort of like your command center, having a place for your kids to do homework. Now, knowing your children, again, I was talking a little bit about a child that might be an introvert or an extrovert. Your introvert child might do better studying in their room. Your extrovert child might do better studying in the kitchen. If you want all your children to study in the same place, it may not be the best thing for them. So you need to know a little bit about their personalities. In addition, see to it that your children have some chores, participate in the house. Get things ready the night before. Have a place where you've got a hook for their coat, their backpack, and a basket, like a laundry basket for shoes, sports gear, those kinds of things, so that they've got a go-to place. Make sure they have either their names on their lunch bags or each one is designated a specific one with specific picture on it or print so they know what's theirs. Get ready for bed the night before. Anything you could do the night before, have breakfast ready to go. For yourself, plan. Plan dinners, plan lunches, do it on the weekend. Make sure that you've got everything that you need through the week. Create your own schedule. So if you know that there, I want to make something, make dinner on Tuesday, but you know that you've got things for the kids to do on Tuesday, that may not work. So it's okay to say, you know what, we've got some nights where we may have takeout. Takeout restaurants no longer just have hamburgers and greasy fries. You can actually choose healthier foods. So keep that in mind. Make sure your kids have some healthy snacks when they get home and have some playtime. I think the other thing that's important is at a particular time in the evening, it's time to collect all of the gear, all of the machines. Let me have your cell phone, your iPad, your computer. It's time to get ready for bed. It's time to pack lunches, get your backpacks organized. And even to go to bed, encourage them to read a book. Encourage them to read a book rather than play video games or anything like that. I think that's an important thing. One of the things that I also think that's important is to check your children's homework, see to it what's going on in school, be on top of what they're learning. Very, very important. And even create like stickers or something like that where you can give your children rewards for a job well done. Now, I have a chart that I hand out to clients that helps with creating chores. But you can put any activity on there. And what it includes is timeliness, attitude. So, you know, if you get homework done on a timely manner, you've got a great attitude in getting it done. I'm going to be flexible as a parent. So what I mean by that is if I say, oh, I need you to come in and clean out the dishwasher, be flexible. Don't be demanding. You know, okay, often kids will go, 1 minute, Mom, I'll be there in a minute. Okay. So don't be quite so demanding in getting them to say, now I want it now. Give them a window of time. Next half hour, I need you to get this done. And again, you want to think about providing special gifts for your children when they do a job well done. Don't necessarily suggest paying them as much as providing them with something. Points for a video game, towards buying a video game, or towards going to the movies, or towards having a sleepover, or towards purchase of a particular item that they really want, iTunes, those types of things. So they have something a little bit more tangible. The more organized, remember this, the more organized you are, the more organized they will be, and the less stress that you will have. And when you are a family where you're both working or you're a single parent and you're working, it's even more important that you are as organized as you possibly can, because you need to be sort of a well-oiled machine. You know, we're doing this routine, we've got to get this going. We have a time schedule. And I'm going to teach you a little bit about some mindfulness, some downtime, some meditative time. The more organized you are, the more organized they will be, the less stress you will have. engage your children in helping them, okay, so like the younger children picking out clothes for the entire week. Sunday afternoons. Spend that time getting organized. Picking out clothes. Doing your schedule for the week. Planning your own meals. Going grocery shopping. It's your preparation time. I generally, for myself, like to have a day on the weekend where that's exactly what I do. It's getting the house clean, getting the laundry clean, cooking for the week. And I don't have children. So that I have enough food in my refrigerator already cooked, and it's called heating things up. It makes life a lot easier. So I hope this has been useful. Get yourself ready for school. I know for some today was the first day. Having them all ready. I saw some pictures on Facebook where parents had their book bags of their kids all lined up and ready to go. And it's keeping that routine going to the best of your ability. To the best of your ability. So this has been Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat. I also have a small practice here in Flemington. I work with people struggling with many different types of issues, from anxiety and depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress issues, anger, grief. I work with couples. Huge focus on people in early recovery from addictions, families struggling with someone in their lives that have addiction issues, codependency, adult children of alcoholics. So if you're interested in anything that I'm doing, you want to follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. You can also find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.net. That is altarole with two L's, counselor.net. And I wish you good mental health and enjoy the school year, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat next week.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Hurricane Irma remains a dangerous and life-threatening Category 5 storm with winds of 185 miles per hour. The storm is bigger,
faster and stronger than Hurricane Andrew.
Florida Governor Rick Scott talking to residents of his state about approaching Hurricane Irma and telling them to get out. The governor is also asking for volunteers and other help as the state is preparing to be slammed by Hurricane Irma.
The track now has it forecast to directly impact the Florida Keys on Sunday as a devastating major hurricane. The Florida Keys should be prepared to start feeling the effects of the storm as early as Saturday.
President Trump says DACA will be revisited if Congress